Welcome, Eric Muirbach. Eric, you're 28 years old and you're a professional photographer with a very unique specialty. You photograph skateboarders. Now, tell us, how did you get into this in the first place?
Well, I started out skating myself. Had to realize after a couple of years that I actually suck at it. So, because it's pretty hard to do that.
But you just couldn't give it up.
I couldn't give it up, and I had to like find another approach to still stick around and hang out with my friends. So, I picked up a camera and shot photos of them instead of doing it myself.
But were you always into photography?
No, not exactly. I've always did something, and yeah, skating was like the only thing that was close to a sport I ever did, so it was only logical for me to have like a creative angle to approach this topic of mine.
Now, with this digital age, you know, people are all about photographing things and also videoing. Are you a videographer as well?
Yeah, I mean, like over the last years, things came together more. Photo cameras can film full HD now, so I got all the lenses, so I thought maybe I'll try and do that, but I'm facing some problems with that because it's a whole other medium, so I'm really on a starting point there.
There's so much more you can do with a picture too, I think. I mean, having seen your pictures, I think there's so much more you can do with that, taking that moment in time. And I mean, photography of skateboarders, you're dealing, of course, with a moving target. I mean, that must present some kind of challenge for you as a photographer. What do you have to think about when you photograph skateboarders?
The most important thing is that you have to understand skating. You know, you have to have the knowledge of how a trick looks and how it's done to actually be able to imagine the right moment to take the photo. So if I don't know which maneuver the skater's going to do, like where in the air he's going to be at this special moment I want to have in the photo, it's no way to do this.
I see. Okay. So you have to like be able to imagine what the climax of that move is going to be.
Exactly. Because you're creating a photo around something that's not there in the very moment you're creating it. So you
have
to,
in the future.
Yeah, exactly. You have to imagine what you want and then set up everything around it. And then when the moment comes, you got to be ready. And it's a tricky thing when it comes to timing. So you have to really know your equipment, know how long it takes. Like when you press the shutter, how long it takes till the photo actually is taken. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a matter of split seconds. So yeah.
I'm really interested to know who buys pictures of skateboarders out skating.
I'm in the lucky position to have a monthly magazine with which I'm working a lot. I mean, besides that, it's editorial work and it's commercial work as well. So sometimes, I mean, skateboard companies need photos for advertisement, this kind of thing. So this is where I try and make a living.
Okay, so you sell photos, hopefully. You sell your photos for money, but you're also an artist. I mean, what is your aim when you go out to the skate park or you accompany a skateboarder? What do you want to portray or what do you want to present in your photo?
I'd say there's two approaches for me. There's the one that's really about the sport aspect, about the aesthetics of the tricks, about this split second of the most beautiful moment of a trick that you want to capture, which is the thing magazines are interested in and advertisers are interested in. And there's another thing, which the other topic is the whole culture around it. Like, because as I said, it's like the sport aspect of the thing, but skateboarding really doesn't understand itself as a sport. It's more a lifestyle thing that really is then in everyday's life. I mean, the way you listen to music, the way you dress, the way you move through the city, it's
all
got to do
with skate. And all of that comes across in your picture.
Mm. Exactly. I try and capture that, like the whole spirit of the thing, to not only have the sport aspect and the hard trick, but also the lifestyle idea around it.
Well, some of your pictures are available on the Pulse website, and those were taken all over the world. So you've done a lot of traveling. What's it like carrying around all of that equipment across the world?
It tends to get crazy sometimes. I mean, I have to bring a ton of equipment to get these photos because they're like shot with different flashes on location. It's a lot of stuff. And if you have to carry that around, you can face some problems. I mean, best example would be I traveled into Cuba, which, I mean, it's a communist country and they have problems with the US. So they're really strict on travelers. And they are afraid that you might be there to spy on them. So yeah, they really took me apart there. I mean, when
and
I
your
traveled,
camera probably too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I traveled into the country, it's been really rough. I never had that before. They really kept me for 2 hours and had me drug tested and tested for explosive.
Wow.
And yeah, it's sometimes it can be pretty tough. But
so apart from the airports, is there any particular experience with a skateboarder that really stands out in your memory? I don't know, a particularly beautiful maneuver or a fascinating background or something that you'll a moment you'll never forget.
I wouldn't say a special moment, but when I traveled to New York, I really had the impression that skateboarding, which started in California and was like a surfer beach guy kind of thing, and really turned to be an urban thing and to really be something that happens on the streets in the grimy big cities. And I think visiting New York really opened this whole perspective for me to really see how we can go out on the street every day go into another direction and find something to skate and really have to be a part of the city and to really combine your ideas and your way of moving around the city to really come up with something unique. And I guess traveling to big cities like that and really taking like the German skateboarders and put them into this big city scape really changed something in my perception of it, I guess.
I'm interested to know, is skateboarding the same around the world? Do people do the same tricks? Do they do the same, you know, maneuvers, wear the same clothes? I mean, you've done a lot of traveling, you said that, but is skateboarding the same the world over?
I guess there are slight differences, but I mean, like with the internet and skateboarders really want to see everything new and really want to be in touch with their scene. There are video clips every day of new tricks, of new styles and clothing. And so with the internet now and with video as our main output, because you need moving pictures to really get across the idea of it. Yeah, I guess it's pretty similar. It's a worldwide.
So has your technique kind of improved? Thing. I mean, you've spent time with some of the best skateboarders in the world. Have you gotten better?
Yes, I did. I did. My skateboarding technique,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah. Your photos, I'm sure, but your own skateboarding
my photos.
Or did you give up many years ago?
I don't think so, because it's even, I guess if I really would try and skate on the level I would want to do it with these guys, it would be depressing because they're so good. I mean,
now, you've got other projects in the pipeline too. Tell us about those.
Yeah, I'm working on a book because I had a book published last year, which was exactly what I talked about earlier, the lifestyle idea behind skating. But I'm working on a book on Brooklyn, New York, actually. Like, I've been there with a friend for 2 months and we really inhaled like the like the energy and the possibilities this new surrounding had for us. So we're working on a book about these 2 months now. Yeah, and I'm also right in the middle of launching a clothing company with two friends over 2012. It's going to be dropping mid of 2012. It's going to be the first collection out.
Will this be skating apparel?
Yes, it's going to be pants, actually. Skateboarder's pants.
Do you need special clothes to be a skateboarder?
Baggy pants.
Baggy pants
are over, I guess. But,
yeah. Skinny jeans, I don't know.
Yeah, something. Yeah, we want to go for a classic five pocket, but yeah, you don't really need special clothes. Maybe the shoes, but we like to pretend as if we would, you know, so we can have our own dress code and it's fashion's a big part of it because it's not a normal sport, you know. You don't have to wear a special outfit to do it, so
you're free to
dress however you want. So yeah,
so it's fashion before safety from what I understand.
Of course. Always.
Well, you've got some amazing plans coming up, and fortunately our listeners can get a sneak peek of your pictures on our website. So go to the Pulse website, www.dw-worlds.de/pulse, to get a glimpse of Eric's photos. Thanks so much for being here and taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.